Kiln 5 was not simply a furnace. When it rose in the 1950s, it was the beating heart of Ensi, a vertical tower of steel and fire that stretched over 120 meters in length, with a diameter of more than 5 meters. Inside its rotating body, stone was slowly carried through a river of flames that reached 1,450 degrees Celsius. In this inferno, marl and limestone surrendered to heat, transforming into clinker, the small glowing nodules that are the essence of cement. With Kiln 5, production became continuous, almost infinite. Hundreds of thousands of tons of clinker each year, night and day, without pause. It was a machine that embodied the dream of progress, and at the same time, the relentless hunger of industry. Its presence was monumental, its appetite immense, a furnace that demanded not only stone, but the labor of countless men and women to keep its rhythm alive. But Ensi did not stop. As the years advanced, the demand for cement grew, and with it came the need for ever greater capacity. Kiln 6 and Kiln 7 joined the chorus. Shorter lived in memory, yet essential steps in the escalation. Each kiln introduced improvements in efficiency, in scale, in the handling of raw material. Their purpose was singular: to increase output, to feed the expanding cities of the Netherlands, to answer the call of reconstruction and modernity. Then came Kiln 8, the giant. Installed in the 1970s, it was the pinnacle of Ensi's technological ambition. Stretching almost 200 meters in length, with a diameter of nearly 7 meters, it could process over 2 million tons of marl per year. Its flames consumed stone at an unimaginable pace, its roar resonating like thunder through the valley. Here, the alchemy of industry reached its peak. Limestone ground to powder, blended with clay, fired in a rotating chamber until glowing and finally cooled to form the clinker that would build a nation. Kiln 8 was not just larger, it was smarter. It introduced automated controls, greater energy efficiency, and an integrated system that synchronized quarry, transport, and furnace. It became a cathedral of fire and steel, an industrial organism in its own right, pulsing with heat and smoke. For the workers and the community, its arrival was both awe-inspiring and intimidating. The landscape was dominated by its silhouette. The nights glowed with its fire. The very air carried the dust of its breath. Maastricht was no longer only a city of stone. It had become a city of cement, projected into the future through the mouth of Kiln 8. Standing here today, the silence feels almost impossible. Once, the roar of Kiln 5, Kiln 6, Kiln 7, and Kiln 8 defined the horizon. Their echoes still linger, the grinding gears, the furnace's blaze, the human effort woven into every bag of cement. From Kiln 5 to Kiln 8, the story is one of ambition scaling ever higher, of technology that pushed limits, of landscapes reshaped, of a community bound to the rhythm of fire and stone. And in that progression, we glimpse both the brilliance of human ingenuity and the fragile balance between creation and cost.